You're listening to the audio production of All Things Reconsidered, How Rethinking What We Know Helps Us Know What We Believe, by Knox McCoy, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by the author.
To Ashley, the best of wives and best of women.
Foreword by Jamie Golden. When Knox asked me to write this foreword, I immediately said yes. Then I read his book. Spoiler alert, it's fantastic, and I would pay cash money for it. I actually have. Then I Googled how to write a foreword. Footnote. Now, to be completely transparent, I first Googled how to write a foreword, F-O-R-W-A-R-D, which is not what this is. Although in my defense, this is in the foreword part of the book, sometimes known as the front. I'm a great writer. What I found were several writerly sites that indicate forewords are not necessary. This felt like a personal attack. So I clicked on page 2 of the search results. These sites were much more pro-forward and therefore more trustworthy. The consensus seemed to be that an author should choose someone who is an expert in the field the book is about and who can offer his or her credibility to the project. I have a bachelor's degree in reconsideration. Technically, my degree is in sociology and women's studies, which is why my father thinks I have a weird job as a podcaster, but no matter. I've spent most of my days assured I know exactly how I feel about things and then completely changing my mind later. Bullet point 1. I knew I would never watch a show as good as Saved by the Bell. Then I watched 30 Rock. Bullet point 2. I believed Chris Hemsworth was the hottest Chris. It is obviously Chris Pine. Bullet point 3. I thought I looked stunning with bangs. Then I saw pictures of myself with bangs. Knox has been a huge contributor to my reconsideration efforts. He and I met in an online writing forum in 2011. I considered anyone in an internet writing forum to be pretentious. Footnote, not me. I was only pretentious about the pretentious people. When I visited Knox's website, the most recent post on his blog was a 3,000-word masterpiece recapping the latest episode of The Bachelor. I instantly reconsidered my take on online writers. In 2013, Knox asked me to co-host a podcast with him. I thought podcasters were boring, middle-aged nerds who interviewed other nerds as a hobby. We started The Popcast, a show about pop culture that is now our current day job. I learned that podcasters are actually very pretty and interesting and young. It's not just my opinions about writing and podcasting that have changed. Knox convinced me Shia LaBeouf is a great artist. The Peanut Butter Falcon and Honey Boy proved his case. After several post-live show trips to McDonald's, I thought twice about who makes the best chicken nuggets. Footnote, it's McDonald's, seriously. Knox has made me reconsider character-driven novels, Danny McBride, the value of multiple whiteboards, and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?